This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamichane, and Senior Leader of the RSP, Balendra Shah, on their electoral victories and the RSP's resounding success in Nepal elections. In his telephone conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to work with them for mutual prosperity, progress, and well-being of the two countries. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that with joint endeavours, India and Nepal relations will scale new heights in the years ahead. The government has issued order to oil refineries for higher LPG production and using such extra production for domestic use. This move came amid current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG. In a social media post, the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that the government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced 25-day interbooking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. It said that non-domestic supplies from imported LPG is being prioritized to essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has said that the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said that given the severity of the situation, the government is working to ensure that both the security and safety of the citizens are protected. He said the government believes that dialogue and diplomacy continue to pursue to de-escalate in the region.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint, and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
Amid heightened volatility in the financial markets due to the ongoing West Asia conflict, SEBI Chairman Thuhinkanta Pandey has urged investors to remain calm. Addressing an event to celebrate 30 years of Nifty 50 in Mumbai last evening, Mr. Pandey said India's domestic fundamentals have continued to remain strong and provide resilience amid such uncertainties, stating that global markets are currently experiencing turbulence as the war in West Asia has disrupted key shipping routes and triggered oil and gas supply stocks, leading to supply and demand side disruptions. Mr. Pandey said India too is deeply impacted by such developments. Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump discussed the U.S.-Israel war on Iran and Ukraine conflict during a telephone call, the Kremlin said. Putin's diplomatic advisor Yuri Ushakov said both world leaders held a one-hour call in their first talks since December and Washington sought the discussion. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India's creator economy sector is showcasing the country's culture, food and hyper-local products to the world. He said this while speaking yesterday at the post-budget webinar Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of the people. Mr. Vaishnaw emphasized that technology is playing a primary role in media entertainment, highlighting that the Waves platform was created to help Indian creators in leading the sector. He added that Waves has become a globally recognized platform, bringing together policymakers and industry leaders to discuss methods of development in the sector. In the FIH Women Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifier, India were held to a 2-2 draw by Scotland in their second Pool B match in Hyderabad last evening. Indian team was in a strong position, leading 2-1 at half-time, but Scotland staged a late comeback to level the score in the third quarter and snatch a point. And that is the end of this news bulletin.